Fucking Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You know, dude.
You know, dude. I'm thinking about voting, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Good morning. It's 8:48. This is such a dumb show. I just apologize to everyone for how stupid.
Would you have it any differently?
No, I guess not. I guess if we tried to do highbrow, it wouldn't work out. Anyway, folks, it is time. Let's keep removing your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Well, luckily, because our listeners out there want me to have dumb vocabulary, I actually have a word ready already. We're ready to go.
That lady called again yesterday.
She's like, what the hell, guys? Come on. What are you doing? Your dumb vocabulary for today was given to me by our favorite Andy, the dead guy guy.
The dead guy guy.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, dongerdo.
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 Dongerdo. Dongerdo. Do with a D?
Dongerdo.
Dude, there's some weird things going through my brain right now, and I can't say it. I can't say that on radio. You got to help me out with this one, man. I have no idea.
Dongerdo. It's when a guy's gut sticks out farther than his dongerdo.
Than his dongerdo.
Yeah, Andy messaged me the other day because there's a different way to say it, but I can't say that on air. So, but this is what we'll go with. So, yeah, it's a condition where a guy's gut sticks out farther than his dongerdo.
Trying to look around it.
I got dongerdo syndrome right there.
His gut sticks out further than his dongerdo. That's funny, dude.
Dongerdo. What's dongerdo syndrome? Well, let me tell you. Anyway, all right. There you go. Thanks, Andy. You gave me a dumb vocabulary.
The dead guy.
That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.
Do you like listening?